People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
The budget is a pretty simple idea. Here's a couple things. Your budget is you telling your money what to do instead of wondering where it went. All a budget is you're doing it on paper, on purpose, before the month begins. Every dollar has an assignment. Every dollar has a mission. Every dollar has a name before the month begins.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice and to the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7-day-a-week news media. This is WILO and WILO FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hiddle and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
You say there's no sports and you're sick and tired of it? Well, we've got the perfect remedy for your sickness. Join Ken Hartman, host of our Saturday morning sports talk show, Inside the Huddle, from 9 to 10 a.m. We've got the perfect cure for those sports blues as we talk about local, statewide, and national sports each and every Saturday morning. In fact, you never know who might be on the show, from local coaches and athletes to national figures. So tune us in Saturday morning and get rid of those sports blahs. Inside the Huddle, every Saturday morning, with Ken Hartman.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line on this finally Friday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, plus Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. I'm Kevin Keith, joined with by WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Good morning again, Ken.
Good morning.
And in the studio, we're excited to have Artesia Whiteside, who's here to talk about Stand Up, Don't Stand By, 46041. She's a co-founder. Artesia, first off, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
You had given us some information earlier this week, and Ken and I have been talking about this. We were happy to be able to have you come in here. You're trying to create a movement in Frankfort to combat sexual violence, and I was reading ahead a little bit here. You're trying to offset Rape Day. Rape Day is actually a thing. I could not believe that.
Yeah.
I Googled it this morning. I wow, what kind of a society are we living in?
I know. It was started by six guys on TikTok.
Yeah.
And it just, a lot of people just cannot believe it. When we read, we didn't even know about it until after we started our protest. And we're like, no, yes, the 24th is the perfect day for this because, April alone is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, Child Abuse Prevention Month. Mm-hmm. This entire week is Crime Victims' Rights Week. So, the 24th for us was just like the perfect day. I just can't believe it, though. It's horrible.
Yeah. Well, you were telling me off the air here that you guys had a what was it, a smaller protest a couple weeks ago downtown, and that you're looking for a big one this weekend.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, Kendra and I got together. It was a lot of her family, my family, a couple friends. And we just stood on the square. We had some very strong young ladies with us that stood there with signs as well. People were honking. We got a lot of attention. And this one tomorrow, though, we're fingers crossed. It looks like it's going to be pretty big. We're very excited for it.
We're crossing the fingers for the weather, too, because we're supposed to have some rain
on the rainy side tomorrow.
And also for that, you know, we have gotten a canopy that we're going to set up. We're looking into getting a bunch of ponchos. You know, we won't be able to supply for everybody, but we definitely are going to try to have that kind of thing there. And we put out to everybody, make sure you dress for weather. Mm-hmm. But we will be there, rain or shine, you know. We will
be up 5 to 7 tomorrow night on the Courthouse Square in Frankfort.
5 p.m. to 7. We plan on meeting on the side of Washington Street and 421, which is Jackson Street. We'll all be there probably around 4 o'clock getting our stuff set up, because we also plan on having we have decals we're going to sell, flyers we're going to hand out. There's, you know, we're going to have water for people, you know, everything like that. So, yeah, it starts around 5 p.m. We also have the Times is going to be there taking pictures, just kind of talking. Next Wednesday, they'll have an article in the paper for us. And, yeah, we're looking forward to this. It, by the looks of it, it's going to be pretty big.
Artesia, how long is this group of yours now that you and Kendrick co-founded? How long has this group been going, and what spurred this on?
So, believe it or not, the group started Monday.
Okay.
So about two, three months ago, I got in contact with Kendra. She has some personal things going on with, you know, that goes directly to this hand in hand. And I reached out as a survivor myself, and I really related to her story. And I just reached out telling her, hey, if you ever need to talk, you know, whatever, just get in contact with me. And from there, we've just talked, and we're like, we need to do something, you know? So then we planned our first protest, you know, just up on the square with some signs and a couple of people. And really, on Monday, we went to lunch, and we were like, we're doing this.
Okay.
And Tuesday, we just had everything up and going. But, I mean, we've been talking about this for a good 2-3 months now, really wanting to do something.
Are you surprised or, you know, dismayed at the fact that there doesn't seem to be a lot of groups like this who are willing to go do this?
You know, I am surprised, like, because this is a big issue, especially with kids. And, you know, there's so many victims out there, especially some that don't come forward. And I feel like if there was more of these groups, more people willing to say, hey, we will go with you, hold your hand through every single process of this. And I feel like victims might be more forthcoming and feel more comfortable to have people there. You know, one of the biggest things that we say is just plain and simple, we believe you.
Uh-huh.
And that's so important, because so many times kids, you know, they'll say, oh, they're making a story up or something along those lines. And that's not, you know, it's we believe you. And I truly believe that there's more things like this out there, more groups, more people willing to stand up and speak the truth and have a voice, that it would really combat like a lot of the violence, maybe scare more predators that, hey, there's people looking, people asking questions, people wanting to know, you know, why and where. One of our goals actually is for Indiana. There's only two crimes you can commit that hold no bond, and that is murder and treason. A lot of states have been changing to add sexual crimes into that. And we truly believe that crimes against children and sexually violent crimes should be on that no bond. Because, you know, these men and women get out on bond, and it gives them the opportunity to offend again, creating more victims. And also it gives them the chance to run, making it where the victims who do exist don't get that justice. And me personally, living as a survivor that never got justice, that stays with you. And, you know, if there was the no bond for crimes against children and sexually violent crimes, I feel like more predators would get put away. I feel like more victims would feel like, if I go into this, I will get my justice, and not be scared of the fact of, well, I have to stand in court, I have to do this, mm-hmm. and it might not go the way I need. I feel like they'll be more comfortable, mm-hmm. You know, and that's the main
thing.
Plus,
a lot of victims don't even bring it to authorities. You know, they don't even bring yeah. it up. They're, for you know, whatever reason.
The biggest thing, you know, I can personally say, embarrassment.
Mm-hmm, sure.
The maybe people won't believe me, you know, not having a support system mm-hmm. in place. So, you know, we want to be that support system. You know, stand up, don't stand by. Me, Kendra, our team we've put together, it's five women. Every single one of us are either a survivor, know someone personally close to us who is a survivor, or we all actually have children we want to raise to know they have a voice, they can do something, and to get, you know, just it out there. And we've told everybody in our group, hey, you ever need to talk, you need anything, message any one of us. Tell us what you need, and we'll be there. We will hold your hand if you want to go to the police. We will hold your hand to go to a counselor. We have in our pamphlet, we have resources. We have national resources like the suicide hotline number, sexual assault hotline number, as well as in our pamphlet, we have Clayton County resources. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the biggest things that we are, all the things that we sell go towards future events. Anything left over, we're donating. We've chosen to donate to Quentin's house, which is it's over across the street from Milky Way. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They deal with children. They, you know, take victim statements. They do all that directly with the police and stuff. And we just think that's amazing.
Yeah.
That it's, you know, you take these kids walking up to a house, uh-huh. not the police station, mm-hmm. not something scary.
Yeah.
And what they're doing, we think is amazing. And that's why all of our proceeds are going to them. Okay. We are completely 100% nonprofit. It's, you know, we're excited.
What do you suggest or what type of groups are available for people who have been a part of this but really don't know how to act? What do you suggest that they do? Do you go to a specific type of people or group? Or, you know, what do you encourage people to do that have been through this?
First and foremost, tell somebody. You know, talk to somebody. If it's somebody that you're comfortable with, it can be a best friend, teacher, you know, anybody, talk to somebody. And if you don't have that support system, find a group that is like, you know, or call the national hotlines. Okay. You know, just, you need to tell somebody. That's our big, you know, one of the biggest thing is have a voice. Use your voice because you will be heard. And I know it's scary. I mean, I know it's terrifying. It really is, the whole process. But you deserve the justice. You uh-huh. deserve to have your story heard and that support. And I just want everybody to know that, you know, we're here. Hope, you know, there are other groups out there. We have been trying to look into finding other groups like us. And hopefully we'll have more information on more groups here soon. So
are things getting better? Do you find people starting to take that step towards telling people what's going on?
In the past week, I have personally talked to four people who have come to me
okay.
to just talk. And I have one of them who actually is wanting to go to authorities now.
Good.
And, you know, just touching and helping one person makes it 100% worth it to me. This whole thing has been so healing for me
yeah.
personally. I feel just so much. It's kind of like getting anybody justice right now. It's just kind of giving me a little piece of justice. Just, you know, they hear my story. They know I can relate. They know that I'm here 100%. And like I said, if we can just help one person, that'd be amazing. And if we can get the law, mainly, that's one of the biggest things. If we can get that done, then.
What do you guys ultimately want to have, be able to do with this group? What would be, if you had say, a goal of 3, 4, 5 things, what would be the one at the top of the list that you say, or the top 2 or 3 things, I should say, that you really want to get done with this group that you got?
If we could, you know, completely progress through everything we want to do as of right now, I'd love to make this to where we personally can offer some kind of counseling. We can personally offer some kind of financial aid, that we can have people with us, such a big group that each victim has their own person, you know, that they can walk them through every step. You know, we're only 5 girls right now. You know, most of us are all of us are moms. And but our biggest, if I personally could just, you know, get through everything, it would be really to have just the organization so big that we can offer all those things to those girls, the best that, you know, cheap or free possibly, and that where they can, it's kind of like a one-stop shop to get them through everything and have the support that they need.
If people are interested in joining this group or wanting to find out more, how's the best way for them to go about doing that?
As of right now, we are on Facebook. You can send us requests to add the group. We do have a private group as of right now, just because there's some people that we don't want in. So just send us a request. Our Facebook page is Stand Up Explanation Point. Don't Stand By Explanation Point 46041. Or come tomorrow up at the square. We have pamphlets with all of our information on it. And feel free to come up and talk to any of us about anything, you know, ask us questions. We want the community to ask us questions. We want to know your names. We want to know how we can help. We want ideas on what people think we might be able to do to help.
Okay.
You know, we want that.
All right.
Have you had a chance to talk to any local officials to get any support from them?
Yeah. Kendra has talked to Scott Shoemaker, and, you know, he gave his support for our protest. He said that they have talked about it, and there will be patrol around just to make sure. We're very serious about this being peaceful, no violence. We don't want name calling. We don't want victims' names. We don't want predators' names. You know, we will be passing out flyers of a wanted sign for somebody who is personally, you know, right now wanted in Frankfort.
Right.
But we want this very peaceful. And, you know, we've talked to Scott Shoemaker, and he's very, he said he supports us. They, you know, he thinks the protest is awesome, you know. So, yeah, hopefully we can get some more people.
Well, make sure you keep in touch, and you can call us anytime, or, you know, maybe have you in a couple times this summer and keep the awareness and everything for you.
So. Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, definitely keep us in the loop of what's going on. If you have any other events like this, let us know, and we'll be happy to put it out there for you.
Thank you, and we're so appreciative of you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. We always like to make sure we're helping everybody as much as we possibly can with this. So.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, best of luck to you, all right?
Thank you so much.
All right, take care of yourself.
All right, thanks, Artesia. We'll take a break and come back with more Party Line next on WILO.
Here at Encompass Credit Union, we're the community-minded people who invest in our community by giving back in every way we can. Be community-minded. Shop, invest, and volunteer locally. Now serving you at 4020 South Reed Road in Kokomo. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan Town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice and to the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7-day-a-week news media. This is WILO and WILO-FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hiddle and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
There are no words to describe it. The isolation. The boredom. The loneliness. If you're wondering where your teenage son or daughter's spirit went, you're hardly alone. The past year has been devastating, especially for them. But here's the good news. They might just find it again, playing high school sports. Workouts that stimulate, teammates and coaches that care, the sense of belonging so many of us have been missing lately. That's what school sports are all about. The sense of achievement is real, and the camaraderie is hard to beat. Coping with uncertainty is difficult, but school sports can help the teenagers in your family start feeling like themselves again. Encourage them to give it a try. High school sports, it's so much more than a game.
This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
People who have wealth and keep wealth and build wealth have a long-term planning window, and they make decisions based on that. They buy a car based on that. People who are broke, they have a short planning window. If you're broke and you have a long-term planning window, you're starting to think like rich people. If you think and act like rich people, you get to become rich people.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan Town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice and to the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7-day a week news media. This is WILO and WILO FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hiddle and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
We all love the stories of the one-hit wonders, but did you know it's just not an 80s thing? That's right. One and Duns have been recording music since Billboard started keeping track. Hi, I'm Dan Sweeney, host of One Hit Wonders, heard every Saturday here on WILO from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. I'll have the stories behind the songs and artists with a little trivia thrown in too. Join me every Saturday morning at 10 for 2 hours of One Hit Wonders from your hometown classic hits, WILO.
You say there's no sports and you're sick and tired of it? Well, we've got the perfect remedy for your sickness. Join Ken Hartman, host of our Saturday morning sports talk show, Inside the Huddle, from 9 to 10 a.m. We've got the perfect cure for those sports blues as we talk about local, statewide, and national sports each and every Saturday morning. In fact, you never know who might be on the show, from local coaches and athletes to national figures. So tune us in Saturday morning and get rid of those sports blahs. Inside the Huddle, every Saturday morning with Ken Hartman.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line on this finally Friday. Let's thank our sponsors. They are Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Plus Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. I'm Kevin, that's Ken over there. We've got about 5 minutes left in the program. I wish them the best of luck this weekend.
Yeah, Ken. And I hope it's, if it does, if the weather doesn't totally cooperate, I hope it's not to the point where it's a downpour. Just yeah. It's a little steady.
Bring them out. Yeah, bring an umbrella and a poncho.
Right.
All right. Good luck to them tomorrow, and hopefully we'll get some stuff done on that.
Yep.
So the Indianapolis public health boss says that she's allowing 135,000 people to watch the Indy 500 in person this year because they'll all be outside. That makes sense. I think that's very good. Dr. Virginia Kane yesterday said there's a significantly lower risk of spreading the virus because the 500 is an open-air track. 135,000 fans may sound like a lot, but that's just 40% because the place is huge, right?
Yeah, it is.
We've also been talking about this week, that schools across Indiana will see more money from the state capitol than ever before. Mm-hmm. Governor Eric Holcomb this week said the new state budget includes nearly $2 billion increase in funding for schools. That includes nearly $200 million for special education. The new budget also includes a suggested pay raise for teachers in Indiana. The spending plan asks schools to pay teachers at least $40,000 a year and requires them to spend 42% of their budgets on teachers' salaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me just say, not necessarily for schools, but the one thing that got brought up yesterday at the industry luncheon was the fact that, you know, everybody's getting money, but they have not been told what they can spend it on as of yet. Mm-hmm. And that is mm-hmm. a problem.
Yeah, yeah, well.
I mean, you know, if you go ahead and spend it, and then you can't it doesn't qualify, then really.
Yeah, you got to pay it back.
That's
something.
Right.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And that's what everybody was saying at the luncheon yesterday. You know, what are they going to tell us, and why haven't they told us?
Here's $1 trillion, now wait for further directions.
Yeah, it's
right?
Just like, yeah. You know, like it's almost like a secret agent thing here or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Also, the Indianapolis Indians are going to be welcoming fans back to home games this season.
Mm-hmm.
Victory Field will have a 25% fan capacity, which kind of surprises me. That sounds a little low considering that's outside too. It comes after Indians baseball took last season off due to the pandemic. This year's home opener is May 11th with digital ticketing and socially distanced seating. So,
okay.
There you go.
All right.
Let's see here. Today is Talk Like Shakespeare Day, Ken.
Oh, I saw this.
Instead of you, say thou.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say hey you, say hark thee. You can't go wrong with rhyming different things there. I don't know. I think it would just be too confusing to try to do that.
I could just see somebody going and say, hark thee.
Yeah.
So they turn around what do you mean?
So today's also Lover's Day, not a nasty Valentine thing. Lover's Day is for lovers only. Think hot burning desire, it says here, Ken, not heart-shaped candy.
Yes, I know what it says. I read that this morning. I'm already aware of that.
So turn off the phone and keep the neighbors awake, right?
Yeah.
It's also National Picnic Day.
Yeah.
With sunshine across the area, it should be a nice day for a picnic. So pack up your lunch and take it outside. The word picnic comes from the French picnic. Picnic, maybe.
What? I don't know. I'm not going to worry about it.
It means a meal eaten outdoors, so it's just easier to say picnic.
Yeah. I'll also tell for everybody who cares, Monday is National Static Cling Day.
Oh, one okay.
And I had no idea there was such a thing as National Static Cling Day.
I didn't either. I've been having some trouble with a new pair of dress pants and a new pair of dress socks. Mm-hmm. I get the static
cling. I sometimes get that when I do laundry, too.
Ken, have a great weekend, man.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you, and thanks to our Party Line sponsors, and thank you for joining us today. Our sponsors are Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Ken and I will be back Monday morning at 8:30 for a Monday edition of Party Line. Have a great weekend from Wylo.